Yeah, really good. It's positive atmosphere. Lads are bought into what the gaffer wants. And I'm really looking forward to the season starting, because from what I've seen so far, I'm actually excited about what this group can do. And there are no illusions to this league. You know, I've played in it enough of my career, and I know what it can throw at you. But I've also been in a lot of squads as well, so I know what this squad's got. But, you know, it's when we go out onto the pitch, we've got to deliver that. But there's definitely ability in the squad, and there's a togetherness as well.
You know what it takes to get out of this division, don't you? It's been a few occasions, hasn't it?
Yeah, I've been fortunate to have some promotions out of League Two and League One, so there's things that need to be done right, and I see that in this group. So, like I said, we're not going to head of ourselves or anything like that, but, you know, the signs are positive.
You come in as a new boy, but you get the armband straight away. Was it a surprise, or were you sort of half expecting to be among the contenders, bearing in mind your CV?
I hadn't even thought about it, to be honest. You know, when we trained a couple of weeks in the gaffer, you know, asked me to have a chat about it, and I was delighted to do it. It's an honour at any football club. You know, the lads have been brilliant about it as well. There's the senior players that are, you know, that are here and been here a lot longer than me, and, you know, they've all been brilliant and took me on board great. So I think they know what I'm about and what I'll give them. So I think it's worked well so far.
I think when you look around this place, which you will pretty much refer to as your office as players, it doesn't get much better than this, does it?
No, you know, we've got a fantastic facility. The important thing is that you don't take it for granted, and you use it to its full capabilities, and that's what you've got to do. It's definitely up there with anything that I've ever been involved in, so I'll definitely make the most of it, and, you know, I know the lads will as well.
There seems to be no hiding from the ambition here, Craig, that the manager has come in and he's not happy to settle for anything other than winning football matches and getting out of this division. Has that been pretty much set out to you all, that if you're here, we expect you to do very well this season?
Yeah, and I think, you know, you take away what happened last year, then you go with the last sort of 10 games, and they've shown what they can do in this division. If that's a 10-game season, they're right up there. And you look at your teams like Shrewsbury, who struggled one year and then obviously excelled the next year. It's that kind of league. You do certain things right and you apply yourselves properly and you can go far. I think, personally, from what I've experienced over the years, this looks like one of the most even leagues that League One has been. You don't have a Wigan, Wolves, Blackburn, don't seem to have any of those teams. Obviously you've got Sunderland, but they're going through troubles themselves. So to me personally, when I look at it, I see it as a very even league, and I think there could be some surprises top and bottom.
In terms of when you first were told about the interest from Fleetwood Town, how much was the manager's talk to you important in your decision to come here?
Over the years, I've worked with lots of different managers and definitely come round to the idea of the young, modern-day manager. I think they communicate very well. I think they involve you well. It's less of a dictation, really. It's more of a team effort rather than just being screamed at. And, you know, there's a time and a place, don't get me wrong, to be told. And we get told when we need to be told. But the modern-day manager, I like the way football's going. I like the way that the modern-day manager is. And when I got a chance to work with someone, I know how hungry he's going to be in his first job. And that's what I want to be involved in.
And when you see him on the ball, can he still play as well?
We've not seen too much. He's had a bit of a run with us, to be fair to him, and I didn't really think he'd put himself through it. But, yeah, no, you know, you only have to look at his CV and what he's done in the game, and you can tell that he's so passionate about it when he's delivering the information over, and he definitely knows what he's talking about. So, and that's where the lads have been brilliant, because we've so far in the friendlies, you know, we've seen what he's saying is working. So, obviously, then you buy into it even more.
2 weeks on Saturday. Bet you can't wait now, can you? Are you someone who likes the friendlies, or are you someone who just can't wait to get them out of the way till the real stuff gets started?
No, you just want that season to start. Unfortunately, when you've been in it as long as I have, you've had seasons where you've not won a friendly game and started a season on fire, and you've had seasons where you've won every game and it's not gone so well at the start. So it can kind of lure you into a bit of a false sense, all the friendlies. But I think what I like about this group is it's doing everything right every game, whatever the friendly or whatever the training session. So that's all you can really do, is whatever opposition is put in front of you, do the things that you've put into practice, and then hopefully when that first game comes, it all comes together.
Been around the Northwest a while now, haven't you? I was just saying before we press record, the last time I saw you to speak to was when you were a Preston North End player. You've been at Wigan as well. Are you finding it home, the Northwest, these days?
Yeah, it's I enjoy it at the Northwest. I think a settled player is a happier player. You know, it's difficult when you've got family to be all over the country, and you're trying to get up on a Tuesday and down when you're back again, and you're probably doing travelling when you shouldn't, and there's lots of aspects to it. So sometimes you have to give a little bit to stay in an area, and but I think it's important to be settled and your family's settled, and then you'll get the best out of yourself.
It seemed ages ago, those North End days when Darren Ferguson brings you in, Phil Brown's your manager, and then Graham Westley. Does it seem a long time ago?
It is a long time ago. The things that luckily I've achieved since then makes you forget 5 years, 6 years ago.
Were they bad times then, Craig, in your career? Were they not the years that you look back on particularly fondly?
I just think they weren't, obviously, because of the luck I've had with success, that I wasn't successful there, the team wasn't successful there, so you'll kind of just, if I just forgot about it. I left Preston North End and went to Rotherham. I got man of the match in my first game and went on to have three unbelievable years there, which, you know, I enjoyed every second of. So some clubs it works out, some clubs it doesn't. If it worked out at every club, I'm sure you'd be playing at the highest level in the Premier League.
You would. And just in terms of your ambitions, having been promoted from this league before, is there any reason why we can't be having a conversation in 9 months' time, celebrating promotion?
No, not at all. And I said it in my first interview when I come, the people that have been and done what they've done at this club will ever be in the memories of everyone, and I want to be part of what takes them to the next level, to the level that they've not been to yet. What people have done, previous players, for this club to come through divisions like they have, will never be forgotten, and they've done tremendous. Now I'd like to be part of a group that gets them to the Championship where they've never been part of before. I'd love to be part of that in the latter end of my career.